Good day today. I thought we finished up this week really well. We got family day, so a lot of the guys' wives, girlfriends are out here, so they get a chance to meet each other. So I know they're excited about that, but really pleased with how we finished.
What was your reaction to Hearns' contract?
I thought it was what a great deal. I mean, he's exactly what we're all about, his work ethic, how he comes in. We asked to be on a race to maturity, and handle himself more like a six-year veteran. He's done that. He's got the respect from the locker room, the coaching staff, and then his production. So all of it. I'm really excited for him.
How beneficial will it be for you guys playing the Bucks and getting the practices with them?
I think it's very good. I think you know your team and where it's at and what the challenges you want to present them. And I just felt like this was a good year to present our team with that challenge. It's very competitive, and it's at a time in training camp that I think about, going up with another team and seeing some different looks. I think that we're trying to increase our growth, at a rapid pace. I think no better way than doing it like that.
Not have been able to do the last couple of years because of where the roster was.
I didn't think about as much last couple of years to do it. I just thought, when you're implementing a new offense, you're implementing new defense, there's some things like that. But I think now, we have a pretty good understanding of our offense. Defense, very similar to what we've been doing. So at this point, I think we're ready.
Walsh mentioned using more zone principles. How much do you think that's helped your guys become playmakers this offseason?
Well, it's good. We've always been zone principles, but I think the discipline of how we go through our process, I think, has really been, talked to our team about, talked to our defense about. So we're seeing a little bit more of it, which I'm pleased to say, and that's how it should work. It should give you some opportunities to get some interceptions.
How much has Allen really exceeded your expectations since going undrafted?
Well, yeah, I mean, from the day we brought him in here to now, he obviously has. But I think every day that you're with him, you're not surprised that he's reached this accomplishment, just because of his work ethic.
Omame, what can you tell us about him and how he's sort
of... Who's that?
Omame, the guy you just signed.
Oh, you know what? He can play guard and tackle. He started some games. So that part we like, and I think just his attitude and mentality. I know today was his first day, so we'll see more of him. But what we saw on tape, we thought he'd bring in some experience and versatility.
How nice is that you now have so many multiple guys vying for one or so spots that have started double-digit amount of games in this league?
Yeah, I mean, that's ideally. You'd like to get that. You want to be young, but, you don't want to be so young that we're talking no games of experience. So I think we've got a good compliment now. It's getting to the point where I think with some of our older guys, some of our veterans, and the influx of our draft picks, that's starting to become a team that's, the age grouping that we're liking.
Have you seen Julius Thomas stacking up good practices?
Yes, I have. I thought he's really had a good OTAs. It's not only the things that we're seeing on the field, it's off the field. The extra meeting time, I guess, both him and Blake are spending. And, he really wants to have this offense down. He's got a different type of a mindset when it goes to it. He wants to know the whys and why we're doing things. So I think that part has really helped him this OTAs.
Good to see Jalen out here.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, that's awesome. Even though, he's watching. I quizzed him on the sideline. He's getting mental reps. So, everything that he can do, always compete.
Is it fair to say that the defense has had the upper hand in the first six OTAs so far?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I'd say that. I thought right away the offense was doing good. But the last couple of days now, the defense has done pretty good.
Through 2 weeks, what do you think you're going to be able to do this year that you haven't been able to do the previous three?
Oh, that's a good question. I'd like to see us in training camp before I make that. But I think, it feels like we're faster. I think offensively and defensively. I'm hoping defensively we're faster. Offensively that we're more of a consistent offense.
Coach, I know you like competition. Competition breeds more success. Is there one particular year you think the competition is so good it's going to be hard to figure out who you keep?
Oh, yeah, this year it's going to be. We're going to have some really tough decisions as far as when it comes to the end of training camp, and that's a good thing. So, yes, we've been wanting competition throughout, and it's got to be real. I mean, you can have four guys at one position, but the players got to feel it. I think this is the first year they're really feeling it.